This is Texas Originals from Humanities Texas for the advancement of heritage, culture, and education.
On Austin's Congress Avenue stands a striking bronze sculpture of a woman firing a howitzer cannon. That woman is Angelina Eberle, the heroine of the little-known but distinctly Texan Archive War of 1842. Eberle was born in Tennessee in 1798 and came to Texas as a young woman. By 1839, she was widowed and running a boarding house in Austin. That year, the Texas Congress moved the Republic's capital from Houston to Austin. President Sam Houston, however, wanted to keep the capital in the city that bore his name. So when an invading army from Mexico reached San Antonio in 1842, old Sam took advantage of the alarm to secretly order that government archives be transferred from Austin back to Houston, effectively moving the seat of government. But as the boxes of land titles and other documents were being stealthily loaded onto wagons, Eberle spotted the activity. She made her way to an armed cannon to defend the city. She fired it, alerting the citizens of Austin. The archive conspirators bolted, but were caught less than 20 miles outside of town, and the vital documents were reclaimed. The archives remained in Austin, and Austin remained the capital of the Republic, and subsequently of the state, when Texas joined the United States 3 years later. Eberle died in Indianola in 1860. Her gravesite is lost, but her likeness still stands guard over the streets of Austin. More information about Angelina Eberle and other Texas Originals is available at texasoriginals.org. This program is produced by KUHF, Houston Public Radio, and Humanities Texas, with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities.